Hello, this is Hank Jones with the International Hour. I'm here today with Mong Mong from China, and we're going to spend the next hour talking about China, talking about Mong's experiences here in the United States, and listening to some music that he's brought for us.
Sure.
So, Mong, say hello.
Hi, everyone. My name is Mong, and most of my friends call me Ming, but I appreciate if you call me Mong. And I come from China, which is a really huge country in the world, and most Americans doesn't know about it. So here I am.
great. So I say most Americans know China from the news. China is kind of one of the largest population on Earth, one of the biggest countries.
Yeah,
we know their economy is growing. The predictions are by 2030 that the Chinese economy will be the largest economy in the world.
I hope so.
And so we have a lot of interactions with China that we get through the news. But when you say that Americans don't know China, I think you mean that we don't have a real sense of the people of China. That a lot of Americans have probably not been there, and they don't have a real sense. What we know of China is what we get through the news.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm hoping today that we can learn a little bit more about China as you see it.
Yeah, sure.
So maybe to start out with, what are some things that you think Americans probably don't know about China? Things that you could learn from the news.
I think probably the culture is things that I cannot learn from the news. China is a really old country. It's one of the oldest country in the world, and they have the most fascinating cultures. I mean, I'm a Chinese people, but I don't know all about the Chinese cultures, and I'm willing to learn about it. So China has a fascinating, just attracting things to need to discover, like many beautiful sceneries or many just beautiful stories that that people talk about. So I think it's really interesting if you pay a visit to China and just find it out, because it's a huge country, and you cannot just see it in the world.
That's right. I was able to go to China last summer for the first time, and I had a wonderful time there. And one of the things that I learned that I was not aware of is that there are 56 different ethnic groups China, and I was not aware of that.
That's right.
So there's a lot of diversity in China.
Mm-hmm.
So tell me a little bit about the ethnic groups and how that works.
The ethnic groups... they are really different. They have their own clothes. They have their own. Some of them, they have their own languages. They have their own dance. They do the thing. They do the very, very unique things that I don't know. I only know a few of them, and it's lucky that from my hometown, there are some of the ethnic group that speak Korean, and.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they have some Korean people, not really from Korea, but they are Chinese people, but they are Korean ethnic groups. That's really great, and just, I don't know what to say about it.
Interesting.
It's really interesting.
So what are some of the other ethnic groups? What are some of the biggest ethnic groups you have? So the biggest ethnic group in China are the Han, right?
Yeah.
The Han Chinese. And so what are some of the other ethnic groups?
The second largest is the Man, and they have... what I know is they have ethnic groups called Elunchun and Xianzu, and I just cannot think of one. Maybe Mongolian?
That's right, Mongolians. Okay.
Yeah.
And we could say Tibet, right?
Tibet. But that's really complicated.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
We won't get into that today.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have a Korean,
mm-hmm.
some Korean influences and a Koreanly influenced ethnic group, So whereabouts in China is your hometown? Tell me about your hometown.
When I talk about the hometown that I have Korean is where I born. It is Changchun, and it is really north place. It is the coldest place in China.
Oh, okay.
But I grew up in Dalian, and I probably like to talk more about Dalian.
Okay. Yeah. Where is Dalian?
It is also on the north, but its northeast part is a coastal city. It's a beautiful city with just a lot of squares and just really fascinating. because 1,000 people just pay, just give a tour, to pay a tour to the Dalian every year. And Dalian is famous for its seafood, and it's kind of like Miami, probably.
The Chinese Miami, huh?
Yeah.
Interesting. That sounds good. We're going to play a little music for you today. This is kind of a personal selection of songs that Hmong has put together. Maybe let's talk about the first singer that you brought.
The first singer I brought is called Aeson Chen, and he's grown up in California, and he's a Hong Kong person.
Okay.
And the first song I'm going to just play is the translation is Mr. Strange. It's a song about him. I mean, he's singing somebody else, but actually the lyrics is writing about him, that he's a really strange person, and he doesn't live normally. He just earn money and just leave, and just trying to see more things that in the life. He never just fall in love with somebody because he thinks that it's a waste of time to get stable. So
okay, so maybe a song of alienation? A little bit.
Yeah, this is pretty a weird song, but I pretty like him. He's one of my favorite singers.
Okay, and the second song is going to be 10 Years. What's that about?
Oh, the 10 Years. 10 Years is a pretty old song. It's coming from 1990s. It's about a song that he met somebody 10 years ago, and they were really in love. But after 10 years, they are just strangers. They just walk by and say hi, but they don't just talk more about each other. So it's really a sad song.
All right, so for the first two songs by Aeson Chen, we have a song of alienation and a song of 10 years sadness. So
yeah.
let's take a listen.
我们叫他阿乖，他说的最多的是拜拜。 钱赚够了就离开，直到不能够生活，他才回来。他常说日子过得太快，还没攀过乌拉山脉，他有他未来。 我们学不来，阿乖在饭店常住，永远都在准备应有四海。一间房子可能不方便携带，拿不走的他都不会买。 没有听过他和某人谈恋爱，也没有打算上个小孩。他常说日子过得太快，还没亲眼见过鬼怪，这就是他未来。 学不来，我学不来。 选择的年代，选择电视该看哪一台，选择一个人值不值得爱，选择离不开，选择生小孩，我们很努力活得精彩，好让看起来活得精彩，我们自由自在选择着未来，我们选择选择不做阿怪。他常常说生活不能安排，还说不能按理出牌，他有他未来，我们学不来，我学不来，学不来，谁学得来？他说时间好快，还没试过情深中小麦，时间好快，来不及到北极看太阳，阿怪说时间好快，来不及看你多花大马上开，阿他真的真的真的好奇怪，说没时间才能恋爱。
拜拜。怎么说出口，也不过是分手。如果对于明天没有要求，牵牵手就像旅游，成千上万个门口，总有一个人要先走。怀抱既然不能逗留，何不在离开的时候一边享受一边泪流。十年之前我不认识你，你不属于我，我们还是一样陪在一个陌生人左右，走过渐渐熟悉的街头。十年之后我们是朋友，还可以问候，只是那种温柔再也找不到拥抱的理由，情人最后难免沦为朋友。不能逗留，何不在离开的时候一边享受一边泪流。十年之前我不认识你，你不属于我，我们还是一样陪在一个陌生人左右，走过渐渐熟悉的街头。十年之后我们是朋友，还可以问候，只是那种温柔再也找不到拥抱的理由，情人最后难免沦为朋友。
为别人而留。
All right, that was Mr. Strange and 10 Years by the Hong Kong singer Eason Chen. And I'm here today, this is Hank Jones with the International Hour. I'm here today with Mong Mong from China. Mm-hmm. And he's sharing some of his favorite songs with us as we talk a little bit about China and his experiences coming here. Mm-hmm. While we were listening to the music, we had a kind of interesting conversation going about Chinese names.
Uh-huh.
Maybe we'll talk a little bit about that. Mong's name transliterates M-E-N-G, M-E-N-G. So his first name and last name, when we see it in English with the alphabet, looks like the same name, but in fact it's not the same name exactly. So tell us a little bit about that.
Chinese characters are complicated. I have a friend in the international office. He is called Rao, and I tried to teach him how to write Chinese name, and he just got frustrated and just gave up. Because we have, like, in English we have 26 characters, but in China we have 3,000 to 5,000 maybe between that, or more than that, that I don't know. And the characters just get together and become words, so it's really a complicated language, and you cannot just learned by one day, and probably it's easier for me because I'm grew up in China and everybody speak Mandarin and told me how to write the words. So, but for Americans, this is definitely hard.
It's a little bit hard. So his first name Mong is one Chinese character. His last name Mong is another Chinese character. So it's actually two different characters and two different meanings.
Yeah.
What does your name mean? What do the two parts of your name mean?
The first part, in China, we put family name first,
mm-hmm.
and the first part is just my family name.
Mm.
It's one of the most ancient names, family names in China, and probably heard about Mengzi and he's really as famous as Confucius.
Okay.
And he's a student of Confucius actually, and we have the same family name. And the second family name is given by my father. It is being brave. So my father just wanted me being brave.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's an auspicious name.
Mm-hmm.
We were talking as well. When you say, when I say your name, Mong, mm-hmm. Mong, I say it exactly the same way.
Uh-huh.
But there's actually a subtle difference between your family name and your given name.
Yeah.
So go ahead and say it for our listeners. Let's see if we can hear the difference.
The family name is Meng. And the given name is Meng. They have different tones. We have four different tones in Chinese. And Meng is the fourth tone, and Meng is the third tone.
So it's a tonal language, and so there's a different tone. And if we say the tone incorrectly, we're actually saying a different word.
Yep, but probably I'm going to end, if Americans speaking Chinese, but they are not speaking the right tones, I'm going to understand him, because even though he's not speaking the correct tone, if the two characters just getting together, and there should be a word that I can understand. So,
Right.
So, yeah.
Yes, very interesting. So Mong, this is your second time to the United States. You've actually been to the U.S. two times.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us about your first trip to the United States.
My first trip to United States, it was 2008 when I was in high school, and my school have a group of students that the best student went to U.S. to see the whole world. I mean, they're just letting us to see more about the world, and we pay a visit to many famous universities like Stanford, Harvard, whatever, just this kind of student universities in East Coast and West Coast. And and when I first arrived United States, I was in Los Angeles. It was California, right? When I first arrived America, I didn't see the big difference between the airports. I mean, they are all airports. And
so the U.S. looked like China as long as you were at the airport. Yeah,
the first impression is, oh, this is America. Okay. But when I just get into the getting to LA, oh, it's totally different. I mean, it's a huge city with little people. For me, it's not crowd, but probably LA is a big city.
So little people in the sense of not as many as you expected. You thought it would be a more crowded city.
Yeah, I thought LA is the second largest.
Yeah, the huge city, so it should be crowded with people, but
it wasn't. It's not. But
so what did surprise you about Los Angeles?
What the thing surprised me in Los Angeles should be the Disneyland and the Universal Studio.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, that was the first destination of our group. We played for a whole day, and wow, that was a good trip.
So you enjoyed those places, huh?
Yeah, I enjoyed those places.
Do they have similar kinds of theme parks in China?
Yeah, they have some theme park in China.
Yeah.
And they have a Disneyland in Hong Kong too. Oh, but
okay.
LA one is bigger.
Okay.
And Universal Studio is one of my dream places that I want to be. And also the Hollywood.
Oh, okay.
I went to Hollywood because I'm a communication major. I mean, these places are always the best place for me to go.
Right.
Yeah.
Interesting. All right. So we're going to hear a little bit more about Mong's experiences in California. And then he's going to tell us, I'm going to ask him, what he thinks of Californians versus Texans. So that's going to come up next. But before we get there, we're going to play a few more songs for you. Mong has brought some of his personal favorites today. Tell us a little bit about the next couple of songs we're going to hear.
The next singer will be Liang Ying Zhang, but in Chinese, author will be Zhang Liang Ying. And the first song is The Image of Westlake Rain. It's a really beautiful and touching song. When she sung that in Japan, I mean, the whole theater just being really quiet while she is singing. And but after she finished the song, the theater just like exploded. The audience pretty appreciated that song. And this singer has also been to America, like on the opera talk show.
Oh, really?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
She was on opera talk show. I didn't see the show actually, but I know that. I know she was on the show. And the second song of her is English title is Draw the Heart. This song is from the really good movie. It's a movie about ghosts, but actually it's not scary. It's a moving, loving story.
Oh,
yeah, and she's the lyrics is singing about the main characters. She's a monster, and she's falling in love with a general. And she's trying to just letting the general getting rid of his wife and just marry her. But after she found that the general really loved her, his wife, and they are both nearly died, he just gave up her life to save the general and his wife. Okay. I mean, so it's a really moving song.
What's the name of the movie?
Draw the Skin.
Draw the Skin.
Yeah.
Okay. So you mentioned Japan, but this is a singer from Hong Kong. This is a Chinese popular outside of Hong Kong in Japan as well. And even
this is a singer from inner China.
Oh, this is inner China. Okay, this one is from inner China.
Yeah.
All right, so let's listen to Liang Ying Zheng.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, let's listen to a couple of songs.
Thank you. 漫天红霞，绿树苍苍。
All right, I'm back here with Mong Mong. This is Hank Jones with the International Hour. And we just listened to a couple of beautiful songs by, tell me her name again.
Zhang Liangying.
Zhang?
Liangying.
Liangying.
Mm-hmm.
And you tell me she's from Inner China.
Yeah, Inner China.
Tell me a little bit about the two singers we've heard so far. I mean, how famous are these singers? Are these personal favorites, or are these singers that have a great deal of fame in China?
Yeah, they're both some really famous singers. Aizen Chen, he is probably now the best singers, the best male singers in China.
Okay.
And, I mean, whole just Mandarin songs and Cantonese songs, he's dominated with those kind of songs.
Okay.
Mandarin songs and Cantonese songs. And the second singer, Zhang Liangying, she's brand new. She's came out like 2007,
okay,
in this, or 2006 maybe. But in these 3 or 4 years, she just made big just fame of her. Because like every movie just find her just sing the main theme of the song. Because okay, her voice is really touching and moving. So if the whole story is a really love story and kind of like a legend of love, like maintained for thousands of years, is the best fit to her, because she's the best one who can sing this kind of song.
Mm. Very nice. Well, thank you for sharing those.
Mm-hmm.
I promised our listeners I was going to ask you.
Mm-hmm.
Mong has been to the United States 2 times. The first time he was in California for just a few weeks.
Now for several days, maybe 3 and 4 days in California.
Okay, 3 and 4 days, and then they also went to the East Coast.
Yeah.
At that time. That was during his high school days.
Yeah.
And as a university student, when he finished high school, he decided he wanted to come study in the U.S.
Yeah.
He ended up here, mm-hmm, in Stephenville, Texas, with us at Tarleton.
Yeah.
So tell me a little bit about your sense of how different California, the East Coast, and
in
Texas.
Yeah.
What are your impressions?
When I first came to U.S., like when I arrived in California, the Californian people are really casual. I mean, they are really casual. Scandals, big shorts, t-shirts, that's their whole day. I mean, it's a really warm place, and I didn't see much busy things happening in L.A. Not the Lakers game. I mean, it will be a rush hour. That's probably the most crowded people I've seen in L.A. And the East Coast people just leave me a big impression. I mean, they are really silence to each other, not like Texans. I mean, when I was in New York, everyone seems so busy. They are in suit, they're walking really fast, and they're not talking to each other. They're not saying hi. And while I decided to come to Texas, because I've been to East Coast and West Coast, but I've never been to the central part,
okay,
of the U.S. So I just tried to find some place like Texas, like in the middle of America. And I'm glad I'm here, because I made a couple of friends in Texas, both Chinese, Koreans, and Americans.
Okay.
They're pretty cool. I mean, Texan cultures, it's casual too, but it's different from California. And Texans, I mean, we can eat barbecue here, right? that's pretty whole thing about my impressions to the places. I mean,
all right, so. But you've enjoyed it here, huh?
Yeah, I enjoyed it here.
Yeah, it's good. It's good. And Mong's kind of our adventurer. He's fearless. He wants to go all over the place. And he told me one time he chose Texas simply because he knew no one else was going to be coming to Tarleton State. He wanted to come to Tarleton State because he knew that all of his friends were going to other places, and he wanted to go someplace where he'd have a unique experience.
Yep.
So I think that's fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, let's play a few more songs. Tell me a little bit about the next couple of songs we're going to listen to.
The next couple songs gonna be Red Bean from he has an English name, Caleb Feng, but his Chinese name is Feng Datong, and he was born in Hawaii.
Oh wow!
And he grew up in Shanghai and Hong Kong, in those two places.
Okay.
And he is considered as a Hong Kong singer, and this song is remixed, and the original singer is Wang Fei, and we are going to listen her songs. Maybe a couple minutes later. And this Red Bean is a pretty moving song at first, but when he remixed it, it became really R&B. Mm-hmm. So I think Americans should enjoy it. And the second singer is He's also born in America. His name is Li Hong Wang, and he got a full score in SAT. I mean, he's a talent people.
So he got the 1600?
Yep, at that time.
800 and 800.
Yep.
Wow.
He's a talent. He's a genius, and he was just love music, and he has the best music in China. I mean, he's pretty young, and this song I picked is from his new movie, and he's the director of that movie.
Oh, wow.
And the leading actor. He's making his first film. And
what's the name of that film?
Let me see. I kind of forgot.
That's a trick question.
Yep, I kind of forgot, but
I surprised you with that one. Okay, we'll come back to that.
Mm-hmm.
Let's listen to Red Bean by Khalil Fong, followed by The Things You Don't Know by Li Hong Wong.
Yeah.
All right, thanks.
Thank you. 学会飞行，夜空洒满了星星，但几颗会落地。我飞行，带你坠落之际，更靠近，还听见呼吸。对不起，我却没捉紧你。你不知道我为什么离开你，我坚持不说，放任你哭泣。你的泪滴像倾盆大雨，碎了满地。
Right, that was a couple of songs from China. We had Red Bean by Khalil Fong and The Things You Don't Know by Lee Hong Wong.
Mm-hmm.
These are some special songs brought here by Mong from China, who's here on our show today. This is the International Hour with Hank Jones. And we're kind of running to the end of our show.
Yeah.
And so let's talk a little bit about American music or American movies. What are some of your favorite things
about American music? Yeah. Movies?
Yeah, do you have any favorites?
Like American songs, I pretty like Nile songs. Like R&B songs.
Okay.
From Chris Brown and probably, and also Eminem. And the favorite song recently I've heard most is the Love the Way You Lie. I mean, okay. It was a pretty famous song. And that's what I like about American music. I mean, I'm not really appreciative of the rock music. I know some of Texans are going to hate me. But rock music is just, sometimes it's not fit for me. I mean, Chinese people doesn't hear much about rock music.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel about country music?
Oh, country music is pretty cool, but it's kind of like old style, right? Yeah. Most of the young people doesn't like it. When I first started to learn English, I heard of John Denver and Take Me Home Country Road. So that was the first song I heard about country music.
I think a lot of people, when they're learning the language, listen to John Denver because he's easy to understand.
Yeah, it is.
But we move on from that. So we're kind of running to the end here. I wanted to thank our producer, Lance McFarlane. Wanted to thank Eric Truax, the director of Tarleton Radio, for making this show possible. I want to thank Hmong Hmong for joining us today on the International Hour.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to end with another famous singer from China named Wang Fei. Tell us a little bit about her and this last song we're going to listen to.
Okay. She's a really famous singer. She has been silent for a while because she's giving birth to babies. But she just came back this year with the song called The Legend. And this is a song called The Legend. This is a song about love between two strangers. She just seen the guy, and she just wait for the guy to show up again, like meant to be. So that's okay. A pretty good song.
All right, well, let's end our show today with Wang Fei's The Legend.
一直在你身旁，从。